SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett. Democratic and Republican congressional leaders are heading to the White House in a late effort to avoid a government shutdown. Both sides have showed hardly any willingness to budge. If government funding legislation is not passed by Congress and signed by President Donald Trump on Tuesday night, many government offices will be temporarily shuttered and non-exempt employees and federal employees will be furloughed. Republicans are daring Democrats to vote against legislation that would keep the government funded mostly at current levels, but Democrats are holding firm and using one of their few points of leverage to demand action on existing health care benefits. On the eve of meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is working on a new ceasefire plan with the White House. Details are still being sorted out. Netanyahu has come under heavy international pressure to end the war, especially during the ongoing offensive in Gaza City. The death toll in the Israeli-Hamas war has topped 66,000 Palestinians, according to Gaza's health ministry. Netanyahu is heading to the White House today to meet with President Donald Trump as key Western allies recognize a Palestinian state. President Trump is expected to unveil further steps in the process today. The Taliban has freed a U.S. citizen from an Afghan prison. That's weeks after announcing an agreement with the U.S. envoys on a prisoner exchange. Also, it's reported that in Iran, they have hung a man who is, they have accused, the Islamic Republic has accused of being a spy for Israel. These are more headlines at srnnews.com. And you're listening to SRN News. I'm Bernie Bennett reporting in Washington. A new poll shows a Canadian province is becoming increasingly pro-life.
LifeSite News reports that according to political consultant and executive director of Pro-Life Alberta, Richard Doerr, only 37% of Albertans say abortion should always be legal, 43% say only in certain cases, and an additional 9% would outlaw it entirely. As Doerr wrote at the Western Standard, adding those numbers together, you get a majority. That's not fringe. That's Alberta. This comes on the heels of data published by the CBC in June finding that the number of Albertans who strongly agree with the importance of traditional family values has grown from 35% to 40% over the past 7 years. I'm Bill Alexander.
This is SRN News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has abandoned his struggling campaign for re-election. Adams announced his exit from the race in a video release Sunday, signaling that he was no longer a credible contender after a year of scandal and political turmoil. Adams spoke proudly of his tenure as mayor, but he said that he's now dismissed federal corruption cases has left voters wary of him, and that constant media speculations about a future made it impossible to raise enough money to run a serious campaign. Remaining candidates include Democrats Zohan Mamdani, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Republican Curtis Sliwa. Mamdani beat Cuomo decisively in the Democratic primary. In a video statement, Mayor Adams did not endorse another candidate. He also warned voters to be wary of intrusive politics in the process. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Bernie Bennett.